Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. It's actually Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I'm here subbing for Dee this week. She will be back next week. She is greatly missing you guys, but she's shooting and having a blast. And she wants me to remind you guys that the Creation Station is open to sign up for it September 27th, 28th, and 29th. And I'm dying to tell you guys about this because Dee's been doing them for years. I've been a part of them a bunch of times. And if you haven't been to one, they are incredible. They're life-changing. They're so much fun. You're just going to be like on a high the whole weekend. And most importantly, it really teaches you how to do this work for yourself. Because I think ultimately, Dee and I's intention is to always help people get back to themselves and help you guys learn to heal yourself, learn to focus yourself toward what it is that you desire. So sign up, guys. It's on her website, imdwallace.com. So excited to be here with you guys. I love subbing for Dee because I love this group and the energy, and we always have so much fun. So I do an energy update every month. For those of you that have not subscribed, I'm at intuitionbynadia.com, and you can just hit subscribe and you will get for free these energy updates that I do. It's just giving you sort of to see what's coming energetically in the month. So I will talk a little bit about what's coming up in April. Since we're here in the middle of the first week, you might have already felt this energy coming in. Is this sort of, you know, there's a hopeful energy that's coming in April, but there's also a disruptive energy in April. And what I mean by disruptive is you're going to be forced to change. And if you're not going to change or go with this flow, it's going to be very uncomfortable for you because we have to move towards the feeling of hope, of optimism, and focus towards where we want to go, or we're really getting beat up in a way by resisting the flow of who we are. So I know there's been a lot of changes for a lot of people on an internal level. There's been a lot of aha moments for people. I know for my clients where it's like, oh, I'm finally getting this. And then this sort of dip down of like, oh, wait, I lost it. I was clear. And now where's my clarity? So I always have to say to people that this isn't like, oh, you get it once and you're done. I use the analogy of the gym all the time. You can't work out once a month and expect to, you know, build the muscle. I got to go to it every day. And this focus work that we're talking about, this manifesting work, this conscious creator, this master of your own universe work, it does take focus and energy until it's just second nature. And that's what we want to make it. We want to make it second nature. So in April, big changes are ready to happen. So this is a great month to really get clear on your personal vision. What do I want? Why do I want it? How do I see the person that is in my vision and the person I am now? What's the distance between who I'm being now and who what I'm thinking about and what I'm feeling now and where that who I am in that vision, and seeing how much of a discord, it might be close, it might be far, really going, oh, can I line up my thoughts and my words and my action with where I'm going instead of what is or what has been? Because we spend most of our energy focusing on what is or what has been. And in reality, what is happening in the now is actually created from the past tense anyway. It's old news, right? So really getting into inspiring yourself in a new direction. Be prepared that April's kind of this last month of preparation, and new stuff is so ready to come in, guys. It's like a dam about to explode, and it feels like this is going to be like this on the world stage. There's going to be a lot of changes that are disruptive in nature, and I think that disruption is kind of a positive thing. It forces us into a new level of focus. So I've been working with a lot of people on managing loss. Like a lot of people have experienced loss or disappointment or feeling, you know, victimized or like you're doing something wrong or you're blindsided or attacked out of nowhere. And these kind of things keep you from knowing your God self. So any of those things that have happened, you have to look right at them. You have to deal with the past pain and the disappointments and all of those things. But it's time now to shift them. Because knowing that everything that has happened to you has expanded you. So every time you've been sick, your wellness has gotten bigger. Your ability to be vital and energized has expanded. Every time you haven't had enough money, the amount of money you've asked for has expanded. And so really knowing that, oh my gosh, I've had all these disappointments, but wow, on the other side of that street, there is so much more than I could have ever imagined because I experienced these disappointments. Sort of shifting that perspective, so it's not keeping you in a victim frame of mind. Also be aware, what is the story I'm telling? Am I telling stories of when people say, how are you? What am I saying? I'm doing great. Things are awesome. Life is beautiful. What a gorgeous day. Or are you like, oh, this happened and then this happened and then this happened? Watch, are you complaining? Are you gossiping? Are you telling negative stories? Because we tend to trauma bond with other humans. And in this community, we kind of got to catch each other and be like, hey, let's tell the story we want to happen instead of the story that we keep reactivating that keeps us where we are. Now, you need to always look at your true feelings, 100%. You need to face your true feelings if you're feeling something, 100%. But you also need to consciously shift yourself and soothe yourself instead of just letting that negative emotion run you, if that makes sense. The other thing I'm feeling a lot from this month is the idea of positive expectation. And we've talked about this before, guys. You understand that what you expect, you get. But it's this feeling of, I was getting the sense when I was channeling of this feeling of like getting excited for summer when you were a kid. You know, it's like, oh, summer's coming. Yes. It's like freedom. It's fun. I don't have to go to school. And there's this looking forward to something. And I think that as we become adults, we lose that feeling of looking forward to something. And then we're always like, let's say we book a vacation or a wedding or something, we look forward to it and then we're disappointed because we're not really setting our positive expectations. So this month, really look at your relationships and your money and your relationship with your body, your relationship with food, your relationship with your career, and what you really expect of others and yourself. I know for me, I even caught myself like having people close to me, you know, when you know people really well, you go, oh, I know the holes they're going to fall in. So I expect them to fall in it. You know, we do this with our family members. Instead of, I want a great relationship with this person, I'm going to expect them to do better. And I want to rendezvous with this aspect of them. So just watch your expectations. Be aware. Be mindful, because that's what this work is about, is being mindful. Because if you expect miracles, you're going to get them. If you expect magic, you're going to get them. So in April, remember that your expectation is really important. It's almost like segment intending. It's setting an intention, your expectation, right? So anything that's sort of left that's keeping you bogged down, guys, it's ready to be released this month. It's like spring. It's like, let's let it go. Let's get to that freedom feeling, because you got to start treating yourself better. You got to start loving yourself a little bit more, because the world's going to treat you the way you treat yourself. So if you start treating yourself like you're number one, I joke because I'm a Leo, you know, in astrology, and I'm always like, I'm the queen. Okay, people, I'm the queen. And whenever I feel bad, I go back to my son likes being the little king. And just for fun, to just be like, you know what? I can do this. I'm the boss of my life. Let's get this done. You know, getting that attitude of I deserve to get everything I want, because the self-worth issue, or trying to stay humble, or just plain insecurity is so rampant with us as humans. I mean, it's very difficult to find anybody that's not sort of insecure about something. And that's okay. It's just really the worry, the fear, that occupies our minds is toxic to us at this point. It's more toxic than it's ever been. And because we've raised to a higher level, we've leveled up. And so now that we've leveled up, those emotions are not tolerable anymore. They're so uncomfortable. So this month, really pay attention to those things. And the affirmation I have for this month is, I'm willing to release all pain from the past and live with love and compassion for myself. I'm allowing love to renew me now. So it is, y'all. So it is. So move forward this month with trust, with courage, and expect great things. So I'm ready to talk to you guys. I'm so excited. So let's begin. Okay. First, we have Michael from Connecticut. Hi, Michael.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? You do general readings, right?
I sure do, yeah.
I'd be very curious to hear what you would have to say.
Sure, sure, Michael. Let's see what's going on with you today. Yeah, to let everybody know, you can either ask me a specific question or you can just say, hey, I want a general. What's my energy calling out for today? Let's see. Okay, well, you definitely got some safety and security stuff going on. So the bottom chakra is showing up for me, Michael, and that's usually security, that's usually money, that's usually foundation of kind of your base, if you will.
Okay.
So that's telling me that there's an area that's sort of thrown you off of that feeling of safety and security. So, and they're also showing me relationships here, which is interesting, and not relationships in the sense of romantic, but like all your relationships. Like connections with people. So I don't know if this is due to these connections with people, but there's this feeling of safety, security, and maybe around people. Maybe it's around people that you don't feel safe. Maybe it's around that. Does any of that resonate?
Totally.
Okay. Because that's what they're showing me, this sort of people connection with your safety and security. So in order to sort of shift that, it's about getting into your power and owning your boundaries and what's true for you. But I feel some anger. I feel some anger that maybe needs to be worked through, moved through, so to speak. Are you aware of that?
You are right on target in everything you've said.
Oh, good. That's how we roll, Michael. That's how we roll. So what do you feel about that? What do you think... Where do you think you sort of – go ahead.
Well, so far you've been totally and completely on target. I like sometimes getting opinions from others because they have a perspective that I don't have.
Sure.
You're right on target. I mean, what more can I say? I mean, you know, there's you don't need to deflect. You don't need to go left or right 2 points. You're absolutely on target. I was not aware of – all of this, and it's useful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. And sometimes,
no, doing the most important training for my industry that I've ever done in like 30 years, and it's really bringing up a lot of, let's say junk from, you know, deep in the subconscious.
Because sure.
It's
I'm
doing stuff that's never been done in my industry. I had to go out and do a lot of research, and of course I had to do this on top of work and everything, and you know, there's the usual office politics things. You know, other people don't like it sometimes when I get out
100%.
And do new stuff. It's
nobody does because they're not on the leading edge, and you are. And the challenge is where you are. And you know, my husband is very similar, and he's struggling with that too. Of I'm trying to take people where I'm going, and they don't want to go, so I'm just going to go. And if you want to come, come. And if you don't, that's okay. I'm not going to worry about needing your approval and needing you to like me because I'm following something that's bigger than that, you know, and listening to yourself, Michael, and this is forcing you to be in your power in a way of really listening to your inner being, because I'm getting that, you know, this is something you've asked for and now it's here. And now you're going to have to walk through all this sort of past shame and feeling different. And this sort of, it's pulling up all that old stuff, but it's an opportunity to leave it behind.
You're absolutely on target. I did ask for this. I asked for it several times in several different ways. I've been working on this since last October, based on stuff I did last year. And, you know, what I'm doing may just have nationwide effects. So it's
great.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm usually kind of introverted, but this one was worth taking a risk on.
That's right.
And I poured everything I had into it. You know, it's
one follow through. Follow it through and just like you said, do the prep work so that you're really you and your inner being are doing it. It's not just your head, it's you and your inner being, because that's what got you here.
Yeah. It's I've never had quite this much focus or you know, it's not the same level of risk, but it's as if I put all of my bets on one number
on
the roulette wheel.
Yeah.
But, you know, my probability of success is actually much higher than what Vegas has. But, I'm nervous. I've never put myself out this forward ever.
Well, and this is what I mean by disruptive. It's disruptive because it's forcing you into where you want to go. So I'm excited. I would love to hear how it goes if you could email me and let me know.
Okay. All right. That's quite a request, but I will honor it. Yes.
Thank
you for your advice.
If you feel like it. If you don't want feel like it, don't worry about it. But if you are called to, I would love to hear how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
I wish you well.
You too. Next, I have Jessica from New Jersey. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
My husband's
from I would
New
love
Jersey.
Your... Oh, okay, good. It's a good state. I'd like your... opinion as far as guidance or whatever comes through. I haven't been able to make consistent money in my business for quite a long time, and I've been living off my credit card, and it just recently dawned on me of like, well, not recently, but just a different level of kind of awareness of like, this is ridiculous, and like, what's going on within me that I don't feel like worthy or whatever the right question would be to like bring in income to just to more than satisfy my, you know, my expenses. So
yeah,
I was curious what you're picking up. I mean, I sit with this a lot, and I don't know what the answer is.
Okay, well, there's a couple things, and I think that you're speaking for a lot of people listening today. So I think it's great that you're bringing this in. So the first thing, what's interesting, Jessica, is the first thing that came into me was love relationships, which is interesting. So when you start talking about money, there's this sort of tie. It's the same thing in insecurities in your love relationships. So that's where the key is. So what they're telling me is the source of, you know, we have the symptoms and then we have the core issue, right? The money is a symptom of a deep feeling of insecurity. Okay. So that deep feeling of insecurity actually is birthed from your relationship stuff. Okay. So if you keep looking at money, you're not going to find that sort of core thing. Do you know the feeling I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have a lot of. I've had a lot of issues with my family members.
Okay, so because it's the relationship stuff. So I'm abandoned. I'm not supported. I'm not taken care of. These are the things that are keeping the money away. You with me?
I'm just kind of breathing it in.
Yeah, those are the beliefs of I want to know I'm supported. I want to know I'm taken care of, not by my, but by other people, by the universe, you know, because it just, I get the sense that there's this sort of you're on your own feeling. You feel isolated to me. You feel isolated to me in the sense that you're not allowing in support. So what I would call forth, what I think feels a little less resistant than calling in money, because I think money has so much tied to it, so survival based, I'm calling in the support. Whatever it looks like, friends, money, connections, free shit, you know what I mean? Whatever the support is, bring it. Do you feel how you have a little less resistance to that than maybe, because that's what we have to find. We have to fine tune how to give ourselves a little relief from the tension and the fear and finding the right words sometimes. And for me, the word support doesn't activate a ton of resistance for you. But money does.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't think there was that much issue, like kind of pressure around the money
is because it's not enough. I don't have enough. Why am I not making enough? That drum has been beaten so many times that it has a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
There is not a lot of momentum around, I'm always taken care of. It's always working out for me. It's okay that I have enough. I'm ready to bring in more. If you could get there right now, I would take you there, but you can't get there right now from what you're vibrating. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You could get there in 3 days just by shifting a little bit. But learning to talk yourself into, you know, my husband goes into panic around money. I mean, he's a man and his dad was always like really, really rigid around money. So he has this sort of ingrained thing around money. And so I'm always working with him around like, it's okay. Just take a deep breath. It always works out. And this is just what is, and I'm ready to bring in more and like talking to yourself. But I think starting with allowing support in for you is the way in.
Yeah, well, thankfully that I have been having some friends come in, you know, like
great.
I've been doing some hobbies. So that has been coming in.
Huge help. That's and great. That's the beginning. That's just that's crumbs. Bring in some more,
okay.
Bring in the steak. You know what I'm saying? Like you got a lot more, Jessica, but you need to be open your heart to letting that love into your life in the form of money, in the form of support, because you feel closed to me.
Yeah,
you know?
I've definitely struggled with that the last couple of years, and now I'm in the process of opening up to it. I mean, I definitely have a lot of conversations with the universe as far as like, well, the universe supports me, but I don't 100% feel that because the bills will go unpaid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But that's why you have to go, I'm calling in and allowing the support instead of the universe supports me. You can't jump to the universe supports me because that just sort of reactivates that you don't believe that. Do you see the difference? Do you feel the difference in I'm opening my heart to love and support in my life? How does that feel instead of the universe supports me? Do you feel the difference?
Yeah, I like it. It's much better. Yeah.
Yeah. And so finding what, you know, and this is what we do is we find the things that feel true, that feel resonate. Because if it doesn't feel true, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's about your vibration and how you feel. And Mama, you know, you've been sort of at a status quo of feeling kind of blah. So you got to start finding things that uplift you because you've gotten used to feeling blah. Do you know what
terrible.
I mean?
It's, well, it's
you know,
interesting
so I,
because I,
go ahead.
I've been connecting with this new group because of this hobby that I do. And it kind of has me a little bit torn because for me to hang out with them, we go and see shows. So like we'll go do stuff. We'll go to eat.
And
then that requires me spending money.
Sure. So, but that's why I'm saying is everything you're attracting right now is magnifying what you believe. Do you see what I'm saying? So going, hey guys, I'd love to hang out with you. I can't afford to go to the show. I'll meet you after and I'll just have water and I won't drink. You know what I'm saying? Like finding ways to make that work for you right now, because right now spending the money is stressful. So you have to find what feels good. Like there are some times where what's the path of least resistance? Is it spending $175 on a show ticket? Some days it's like, yes, I'm dying to see the show and I'm happy to spend $175. And then the next day it's like, oh, this doesn't feel good. So listening to yourself thing by thing by thing. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Okay.
And that's what you need to build is that relationship of listening to what feels better. Does it feel better to spend the money on this show or does it feel better to not spend the money and go to the show? Like there are some things I'm like, I don't care. I'm spending the money. This is so joyful for me. And I can feel that my inner being is pulling me. And so if you have that pull, 100% spend the money. But if you're going, I don't really care about the show and I don't really want to spend the money, then don't. Do you see? I mean, you need to take
care of yourself. Right. That confirms what I did this week. Yeah. That's what I did this week. So that's confirmation
and that's
of that.
For now, because you're not quite ready to bring in the money will come as you shift and start expecting it. Because right now you definitely do not expect it. So slowly getting yourself there. You can get there in probably 3 weeks if you do this every day.
Well, I like the idea about 3 days that you said before. What happens?
Well, in
three days
you're going to, what I'm saying is you can shift into, I'm ready for money. Things are coming. But what I'm saying to you is you can deactivate that old story. It usually takes 30 days to change a thought pattern entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But in 3 days, you can open up to more money just by shifting your vibration. In 20 minutes, you can shift your vibration and open up to more money. In two minutes, it just depends on your ability to focus and get yourself there.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Next, I have Robin in Colorado. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. Did I miss you yesterday?
You did. Yes, ma'am.
I knew because you were the next one. I was like, oh, I'm missing Robin. How can I help you, honey? I'm glad I got you today. Perfect.
So, sweet. That's my intention. So, hey, I have totally blown up my life in every area. And so I'm asking for a general just to see if you've got direction.
Good job, girl. Blowing it up.
Thank you.
Okay. So first of all, there's definitely this there's a, you know, we're getting to the core stuff of you constantly compromising yourself. And I think you do it. What I mean by that is you talk yourself into wanting something that you believe you can get instead of going for the things you really want.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get that?
Yes.
That was a little convoluted, but I think you got it. Yes. Okay. So we do this a lot.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, okay, well, this I believe I can get, so I'll decide that I want that. And this is all about your power as a creator right now. Everything's blowing up because you're going, I got to blow everything up to really show myself that I can, that it's all going to work out and that I'm really the creator of my experience. You know what I'm saying? Which is the topic that you feel is most pressing?
God, where I'm going to live. I'm going to find a house.
Great. Okay, so home. Home base. Okay, so what you're looking for is I want to look for, I would sit down and go, this is how I want to feel in my home. And I would get to the feelings of what you want to feel instead of the things that you want. Does that make sense? Because the money, as soon as you think about, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, the money starts to stress you out and it puts you in resistance. Instead of, I want to walk in and it feels like home. It has a great energy. I love being in my bed. I love looking out my windows. I love my bathroom. I love that I have, you know, I love that I have plenty of room. It's not cluttered. There's a great flow. I feel good when I walk in there. I feel the feeling of relaxation and calm and peace, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Wait, there's one more thing.
I can do that.
Yeah, 100% you can in like 10 seconds. But it's about that focus work. There's something more pressing than the house, honey. More pressing than the house.
It could be anything, Nadia. Money, a career.
I'm actually going to go. I'm going to love, sweet pea. I'm going to love. There's inner child wounding coming up for you right now. I'm sure you are aware. Around the love stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I feel like your little girl is like very sort of ready to be healed around this stuff. Definitely partnerships and love. You're ready for this sort of new beginning around this stuff. Are you kind of, because it feels like there's still old energy around the love
stuff.
Okay, as opposed to the new. And I think the new, I feel like what's happening to you is you're doing a full revamp of like, everything has to be new. I cannot get anything from the old energy at all. There's a feeling of this just may not be for me. Other people can get this and I just can't. And you got to let that go, mama. Got to let that go. That's really the biggest thing in your way.
Ooh, that just hit my heart. Okay.
You got that?
Okay.
Because that was the big one. Why is this taking me to love? Yeah, you can get this in this life. You are ready for it. You have asked for it. I get chills right now and you feel it. Yes. And it feels even more important to you than the other stuff. Because if you had that love base and that foundation and that support that you really wanted, all this stuff wouldn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? It would soften everything
else.
Yeah. I love you, Mama.
Yeah. Love you too.
Thanks, Mama. Bye, honey.
Thanks, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're intense here. We go deep and we go fast. That's how we do. Okay, Maria from San Francisco. Hi, Maria.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. This means everything to me. I'm actually interested in following up with you. I called previously trying to decide on the attorney that we're trying to deal with.
I remember that. And there was two, and I said that neither one was really the ideal, but it also didn't matter. Yeah.
Right, and I got a little confused, and I had spoken to Dee about it previously, and so there was like your response and her response and my response, and so the second one didn't pan out because he didn't have time to deal with it, and he was very aggressive.
Universe took care of that one, made the decision for you. I love it when that works out.
I mean, he wasn't going to have time for it, but we were confused why they would even take the case then. So the only option we have is...
Was this the one that was less money or more money?
He was less money.
Remember, I think I remember very clearly telling you that guy was not going to, you weren't going to be top on the docket. Do you remember? I was like, that guy with less money, you're not going to be a priority. I remember telling you specifically that because I remember feeling that. I'm like, this guy, you're going to get what you pay for kind of thing.
Right. And so we're still with, we still have the option of the double expensive lawyer or we're not, we're still trying to draw in the other person.
Or attract in another person. Let's stop looking at the specifics and let's look at the general. What do you want out of this situation? What's the goal?
So I have two main goals here that we're trying to deal with. Me taking care of my health, making it the easiest, highest experience, like you said, that they have integrity, that they're not going to take advantage of us financially, and they're going to give us the local international rate of the country that we're dealing with and not the international rate here, which would be hourly. And they just do the best job and fully. And then we have to deal with choosing the picture that for the cemetery. That's where my main stress comes in, too. And I know you said to give it up and let my siblings deal with it, but there's not much else that they can do. I was given two other names, and I'm just tired of dealing with it.
Well, and so why are you not okay with them dealing with it?
There wasn't much else that they could do research-wise. I'm kind of at the end of what we've been able to find. I was given two things, and that was all.
Well, this is what I feel, Maria, is there's a lot happening here. Okay, so this is a 3-hour conversation I could have with you, and I'm going to try to bring it into 3 minutes. Okay, so part A is you got to start taking care of you and stop letting this situation keep you in the toilet. Because right now you are consistently in a negative space because you keep focusing on this situation and the stress of it, and it's hurting you. And so for me, that is more of a priority because the right lawyer and all this money stuff, this is going to be in 6 months, this is going to be resolved and done. So let's talk about the trajectory of the rest of your life. This is a blip. This is a nothing. You see what I'm saying? Finding this lawyer is just a small thing that you're giving a lot of energy and fear and worry about. So what I would suggest you do is, what do I want? Why do I want it? Universe, figure it out. Does this guy feel right? Does this guy feel right? I just want to get this done because I want to start feeling better. Because right now, while this is really active, it is like near impossible for you to hold your balance. It just feels like this situation makes it with your siblings and the money. It's so survival filled and lost. And it's like all these things are tied into this. Do you know what I mean? That it's not a simple situation. So there is a right person. Remember I said there is a third option. The third option is going to come. What is the time constraint you're on?
It's soon. It's based on the embassy. We have an appointment next Friday. And other than that, it would be going into May.
What happens if you don't have a lawyer?
We have to have a lawyer to represent us to take care of the matters.
Okay. So I'm wondering, because what they're showing me is like a hallway of like 16 different options that you're not seeing. That you have your eyes set on one option, and it's almost like you can't see the other option. So what I would do right now when you get off the phone with me is sit down and breathe and talk to your mom and go, show me the solution. Because I feel like you guys are narrowly focused, because it feels like there's another guy, male, lawyer, that sort of could take a back seat and do whatever you guys want that's not a lot of money. That's just going to be like the guy that's there to take care of the paperwork. Do you see what I'm saying? And it feels like it can be simpler than you're making it. So if you can open to it being simple and easy, and don't, if you're looking for a guy and you're stressed, you're not going to find the right person. If you're worried, as Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So you got to get yourself in the flow, mama, or this is going to be a bumpy ride. You see what I'm saying? Or you can just go, you know what, whatever happens, happens, who cares, we'll spend the money and let it all go. You have to find what feels best to you and start taking care of you and putting how you feel first, Maria, because this is why your body is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know it's a lot mm-hmm. to hear and process, but again, I'm trying to get 3 hours into 3 minutes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so.
No, I'm writing as you're saying it.
And I would listen back. Because I want you to hear you also. I think it's powerful to listen back to yourself and also me to go, oh, okay, I heard that differently or I got that in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Next, I have Iris from Philadelphia. Hi, Iris.
Hey, hello, hello. Hi. So when last we spoke, I was talking about doing the teaching mm-hmm. and everything.
Loved it,
so,
yeah.
So, I put my big girl pants on, and I requested all the time off from work. I was feeling really good, and
right.
my request was immediately denied. And then we got a little stressed out, and then I said, okay, it's possible, and made it work. And I did the teaching, and I did the workshop, and I did it all, and it was
great.
Like, yeah, it was really intense and wonderful and disruptive. And I used that word. I was like, this is such a huge disruption to my life.
Yeah.
In a good way.
In a great way.
In a great way, yeah. And then I went back to work and it was like really
wah,
hard.
Wah, wah,
like,
wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I got that. Like, yeah, totally. It's like when you're on a high flying kite, you're like, oh, this place sucks. Like,
yeah.
what I've done, what I love, oh, this feels horrible now because I know what it feels like to be connected to myself. And when I'm here, I've really practiced not being connected to myself here.
Yes. And like the first night, I was like, my chest was just like tightening. And I was like, oh my God. I was like a muscle spasm in my chest.
Well, and
like,
I think it's because you practice that, you know, we go into spaces like this is why I think Abraham talked about Esther going back home. And she goes, now I know why they call it homesick, because you start getting in that old vibration that you did back when you were at home. And you're like, oh, this doesn't feel good anymore because I'm so far away
yeah.
from that now. And you've shifted away from the job, but you do need to find a way to soften where the job is so you can let it go. A little
mm-hmm.
bit, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like, so what could you do to help you hold your space in while doing something you're not thrilled to be doing? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? So what do you do at your
right.
quote, regular job?
It's a very successful, very busy restaurant.
Okay. Now you're talking my wheelhouse. My family owned
yeah.
a restaurant. My whole life, I've worked in restaurants since the beginning of time, and I worked in one. I mean, I probably worked in restaurants for 20 years, and I've done everything. I've
yeah.
managed, I've waited tables, I've hosted. So I will tell you this story because I have to share it. I know what it's like to be in a restaurant. For those of you, I think it should be required for every human to work in a restaurant at some point.
Yeah.
But when you are in the flow, a restaurant is the best place to see where you're vibrating. Because, man,
mm-hmm.
when you are in a good space, you get the nice people, you get the good tips, you're connecting, you're having fun, the time is going by fast, you're making
right.
amazing connections with people, and it feels great, and then you're done, and you're like, wow, that wasn't so bad, the time went by quick. When you are in the toilet,
yes.
you are anxious, everything's going wrong, you're spilling stuff, you get douchebags, you get gypped, it's like
yes.
unbelievable. I feel like the restaurant
yes.
is like an instant manifestation. Of
yes.
where you're at. So it's a great gift to you
right.
to see where you're at. And pre-pave before you go in. Back in the day when I used to work in a restaurant, my girlfriend and I, Sundays were the worst day to work. For whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
every douchebag on the planet, crazy homeless person, cheap people, Sundays were the worst. We got it all on Sundays. And of course we had that belief,
mm-hmm.
so it kept happening, right? So
right.
when I would always, literally before Sundays, I would meditate. I would get myself in a good space. I'd open my heart and I'd walk into work and want to kill everyone. I just like
yeah.
every time I'd be like, damn it. I like want to kill everyone. And so I went back to the kitchen and everyone was ornery because you could just feel the whole place was ready because I went
yeah.
for the dinner shift. Right. And everyone was ornery. And I went back and I started singing and dancing. I'm like, nobody's going to break my stride. Nobody's going to hold me down. And everybody starts hysterically laughing. And I'm like, that's the new thing. So whenever we were in a bad place, you'd be like, nobody's going to break my stride. Like, I got to hold my space. I got to hold that jive. And so you got to find that.
Right.
You got to find that. Because there's something there for you. There's something there for you. There's a gift there for you.
I've been working on it. Definitely.
It feels like a relationship thing is there, Iris. The relationship connection is there. Yeah. So stay open. You're still there because you're supposed to be there. You will be there less and less and less, but you got to open to having fun there.
Right. It's not life or death, no matter what the medics say.
Well, it's not life or death, and it's about when you're, by the way, when you're feeling good and you're on a good energy and you're connecting, people love you and it doesn't matter. Do you know what I'm saying? Because people love you and they're saying nice things to you and about you. And they're like, oh my God, we loved her and we want to get her again when we come, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Did that land? Okay, good. Thanks, Iris.
All right. Thank you so much, Nadia.
No problem. Next, I have Mary in South Carolina. Hi, Mary.
Well, hello there, darling. I haven't talked to you like in forever.
For a billion years.
Yeah, it must be a billion. I always get all caught up in what you say because you get so energetic and excited about it. And it's like, yeah, do that. Yeah,
I
can
do
that.
I sure
do. And it's not even me.
But that's great. That's a good thing. It means you're resonating.
Yes, ma'am. I am. I have a question, though.
Please.
I'd like some insight on. I came home from a quick trip. I was away for about 4 days, and my kitty cat, Pumpkin, was just, I thought he was going to die momentarily. Mm-hmm. He had diarrhea, thick, gooey, icky, awful diarrhea all over himself and all over the house.
Aww,
and my husband was sitting there, and I'm in the other room, and I'm going, how long has this been going on? And it was as if he was oblivious to it. Although he was upset, I could tell. He couldn't even look at it. He couldn't handle it.
Right.
So I'm wondering, I guess a two-part thing. My kitty appears to be pretty good now. We've had a couple of vet trips, and they've taken blood.
I love animals so much.
I know you do.
Because they're such a great friend to the human. And I'm a big cat. I'm a cat person. I love dogs too. I love horses. I love everything. But I'm a cat person. I've had cats since I was three. Mm. I'm a cat person. And so I have a little
girl
kitty. I know. I love cats. Me too. I'm a Leo. I love cats. So the point is, Pumpkin is reacting to something, and you need to, I always say, they want you to leave them alone. She's like, I'll figure it out. I'm working it out. I ate something bad. I ate something that was wrong, and my body's just getting rid of it. So I'm fine. Just let me work through it. But what's really the issue is we feel so responsible for our pets. They're like our kids. We're like, I'm responsible for your life. What did I do wrong? You know, what's happening? And I think that's really the reaction that I want to look at, because the cat's fine. Pumpkin's like, I got this.
Yes.
I'm cool. Okay, it's all good. You know, I have a cat that just loves vomiting. She's vomited since she was a kitten. She's, you know, 14 now, and I've had her since she was 6 years old, and she loves to vomit. Like, it's just her thing. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So I was so worried. I've taken her to doctors, and there's nothing wrong. She's just a vomiter. She eats things she shouldn't eat, and then she throws them up. It's like, I don't know what to do with her. But anyway, that's her thing now. I've left her alone because it's like, and so leaving her alone, but it's really about your reaction. So I'm doing something wrong. I'm in a panic. It's that feeling that's familiar that I think of why you're asking about Pumpkin.
Hmm.
So are you aware of what I'm talking about? So where else is that feeling of I'm doing something wrong, panic, what do we do? I'm afraid. Where does that come in?
Well, I don't know where the I'm afraid comes in, although I might be looking at it wrong.
I think I'm looking around the money is where you feel it. I'm giving you the answer. I'm giving you the answer.
Okay, thank you.
And the reason I'm saying that is like, okay, we have to go to the vet and I got to pay for this and then it's this and if she needs surgery and it's money and it's money and it's money and it's money. Do you see what I mean? now you're willing to spend it on your cat. I've spent a ridiculous amount of money on my animals.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, I don't think you realize that there's this sort of, there's still a little bit of fear, but it's almost like this, Marian, I will say this, that you've really shifted and it's ready to click over to the other side around money stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're right at the top of the mountain about to go down. So this is just Pumpkin's going, a little reminder. It's all good.
Oh,
it's all good. You know, of showing you, hey, you still have this active, so get rid of it. It's all good. You're not doing anything wrong, and it's all working out. And I know what I'm doing because I'm the master of my own universe better than you are. You know, Pumpkin's like,
mm-hmm.
please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm connected to 24/7. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got this.
The main thing he wanted for me to do was help him get cleaned up, because there's no way he could clean himself.
He's like, I can't.
He was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. Cats don't feel embarrassed.
Wipe me up and leave me alone.
He doesn't feel embarrassed. He was just like, get this off me.
I was embarrassed for him.
You were embarrassed for him. He was not embarrassed. He's like, I'm frustrated. Get it off. I'm annoyed by it. Annoyed by it more. Well, hopefully that was helpful, Mary. Thank you.
He's fine. Oh, thank you, honey.
All right. Thank you. Next I have Eileen from Brooklyn. Hi, Eileen. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you.
You too. What can I help you with today?
Well, I think I just, some big changes have happened, and I would like to just hear just a general.
Okay. Okay, so you're definitely in this time where there's like great healing going on under the surface. So it's not a time for you to be really busy with action. It's a time for you to really go inward and see where, and I say this lovingly, where you're kind of lying to yourself. Do you know what I mean by that? Mm. Like where you're telling yourself that you're okay with something and you're not. Or telling yourself that, because I'm feeling like your level of happiness is low. It's like, again, I said this earlier to somebody. It's like there's a sort of baseline of how you feel that's lower than it should be.
Right.
So where are you, what are you sort of allowing in your life that you sort of go, this doesn't make me happy, but I continue to allow it?
Well, you know, I think it always seems to go back to my family, and and you know, accepting that I don't see them and they don't really get me, you know, especially my sister. And I'm actually writing a song, and she doesn't even know because she doesn't ask. You know, I'm writing a song about us. And
I always say, if you can write a song about it, that means you're through it emotionally. You know, you're on the other side of it on some level when you can write a song about it. Yeah. You've accepted that. But I think that what we're talking about is you're going, I'm fine with this. I'm not really fine. I really want to find my family, my connections. Even if our birth family are not the people that are going to be our closest people in our life, they still were the catalyst to make us who we are and fanned us into asking for what we want. And I feel like, again, like I feel like it was the first person I spoke to, maybe it was Jessica, I think, the second person I spoke to, that this feeling of really bringing in the connections that you have been asking for a long time. And that means creatively and, you know, on every level. Because, you know, it's like a New York thing, too, Eileen. It's this thing of, like, sort of keeping to yourself, you know? You know, because you're so inundated with people all the time.
So I wasn't able to get out.
Mm. Okay. So but it's like calling that in. Like, hey, I'm never going to have – I have to accept I'm never going to have a relationship with my sister that I would like to have, but I can love her where she is and accept it where she is. I think you're there with that. But sort of bringing in the relationship that you would like to have with another, like I have women in my life that I literally have my kids call aunts. because they feel like family to me, you know?
I'm ready for that.
You're ready for that. You're ready for real connections in this life. And I think that that's what I would ask for right now, because that's also the key to putting yourself out there as an artist and as a person.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Eileen. I hope that helped.
It does, very much so. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Next, I have Deeka in California.
Hi, Deeka.
How are you?
Thank you.
No
problem. I'd like to know, everything you said is spot right on, of course, very inspiring. Do I have something like an old cord connection to family or past life that's keeping me from receiving from the creator of the universe miraculous, amazing, wonderful happenings?
No, but let's see why you're not. So
okay.
Let's see what's in the way of why are you not receiving. Because I really do feel like you're doing this work, that you are showing up. So Deeka, this is so funny. This is, you know, it's such a random thing. But they're showing me this sort of like old idea. And I'm going, this is going to sound weird, but like the toxic male. You know how the planet right now is really sort of facing this sort of toxic male energy, like what Trump's bringing up, this sort of old male energy around what power used to be and everything. And that, you know, the planet's challenging it, you know, like the newer generations are coming in and challenging it. You'll see where I'm going in a second. You know what I'm talking about? You come from that.
I see it. I see a picture of what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this, what you're feeling of like, what is it from that's holding me back from really receiving? And there's this old feeling of like, it feels like a generational thing that you were raised with that was like, D, you're not going to be heard by the world. Your voice is not going to be heard. And so it's not, you're not receiving because you don't believe you're going to be heard by source. By it.
Okay, I get that.
Do you feel the difference? It's not, I'm not receiving, it's, you don't even hear my request, so how could I receive it?
Yes, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels from childhood, and I think that's why you were picking up, like, there's something from past life, there's something, and I think this was ingrained to you by your parents, of that sort of generational thing of women are quiet and perfect in the corner. Like, that's the image I have. Does that make sense? Is that how your mother sort of, like, that's a good girl. You just be quiet in the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all that. I went through all that. I went to boarding school, so yes.
There you go. Yes. That's,
I went through all that. I get that.
Your voice is not valid. Your voice is not powerful. Your voice is not heard. So those are the things that are keeping you from receiving. I'm ready to be heard. I know that source answers as soon as I request it. I know that when I ask, it is given. And I get that now, and I'm ready for the world to hear me. And I just got chills when I said that because I could feel you hear it. I'm ready for the world to hear me. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can run with that, darling.
Oh, good. So glad, Deeka. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Nadia.
Bye-bye. Next, I have Dori in Arizona. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. Thank you for taking the call.
No problem.
In the beginning of the call, you mentioned that you've dealt with a lot of people who've had loss and other issues with their lives. And I had a loss of my cat, actually, and it was a really big grieving process. It was pretty hit me pretty
hard. I
totally
get it. Usually people don't get it unless they go through it. And I think it's hard for people to understand that how powerful a connection, and that, you know, animals are part of our soul family a lot of the time. And you feel like you lose a part of yourself. And she, the what's the cat's name?
Luna.
Luna.
Was it she? Yeah.
Yes. She feels like, you know, she was in a constant state of love. And, you know, there it's like you come home and there's this, oh, I can focus on you and feel better instantly. Do you know what I mean? All I have to do is look at you, Luna, and I feel better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And now you don't have that. And I think that's really why it hit you so hard, is because she was a great source of alignment for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and she had been pretty ill, and I wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, for her and not for me.
Oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
Honey, you don't choose. You may look like you're choosing her death. She still chose it.
Okay.
You listen.
Yeah, so what happened with what I chose?
Right for her. She still chose it. You can't choose it for her. Okay. It looked like you did, but she was like, I'm done, mommy. Let's go. I'm ready. Go back to source. Let's go. Mm-hmm. She's fine. You know what I mean? She's ready to go back to source. Animals aren't like us around death. They're not. They don't want to hold on and be uncomfortable. They want to go. They're like, this body's done. That's fine. Ready to go. You know, and
she probably wanted to go sooner than she ended up going.
And either way, it doesn't matter, because with the animals, they, like I said, they have a direct connection to source. And it's a great one. If you want to Google Abraham Hicks on animals and beasts of our planet, it's great as a reminder, especially for our animal friends, of that we really still can't choose for them, because we still think we're responsible, you know, and I think that don't have guilt over that is what I'm trying to say. Don't have guilt over it. You did everything you were supposed to do. You did everything exactly in alignment for both of you.
Well, I would like to believe that. Yeah. I'm trying to. Yeah. So it's been a while, and so now I'm getting ready to kind of go back into to work and to do other things. So I just want to make sure that I don't
carry that with
me for the last year, and I don't want to like go back to my kind of maybe unconscious state, perhaps just doing things kind of.
Well, I think you need to start finding things that put you in alignment. I just realized how over time I am right now. I didn't even realize it. I just want to say that you just have to find a way to make yourself feel a little better right now, because right now you're still a little down and you're still processing and giving yourself permission to do that and talking to her and finding things that put you in that place of feeling good again, because you're letting it sort of give you a set point of not feeling good. You know what I mean? And I think that that's really the issue.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm ready. I'm fearing that if I let go and go too much, that I'll, that she'll think I forgot her, or, you know,
no,
I'll lose the connection,
honey,
maybe,
honey,
in the future, or something
like
that.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to cut you off because I'm so over time. Okay. Thanks, Dori.
No.
You guys, thank you so much for having me. I have my show in May, on May 4th, except it'll be pre-recorded. So if you guys want me to answer a question, you can email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com, and I will answer it on a pre-recorded show. So thank you guys for having me, and have an amazing Sunday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.